You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So a relationship with God often involves adherence to moral and ethical principles outlined in religious teachings. This guidance helps boys develop a strong moral compass, make ethical decisions, and understand the consequences of their actions. Believing in and connecting with God can provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Boys may find comfort and direction in knowing that their lives are part of a larger divine plan, right? We are joined on the line by my Fundisi, Pastor Mike Dube, to help us understand how our boy children can build a relationship with their God. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am good, Pastor. I hope that you are well.
I am very, very fine.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Thank you so much. Let us have a word of prayer, our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for this opportunity on a Wednesday, lovely morning, as we are going to delve deep into the challenges of the boys. May your Holy Spirit be among us, especially as we are going to enter into this discussion. Lead and guide us. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, when we're looking at our boy children, right, last time I think when we're speaking about men, we spoke about, you know, role models and everything else. But now the boy children, these are people that we still need to introduce them to Christ. We still need to introduce them to this beautiful world, you know, to this relationship. But what is the importance of having a personal relationship with God? They themselves, where a boy child could say, me, I know this Jesus, I know this God.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if you go back to the book of beginnings, Genesis, especially verse number 1 to Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26, the Bible says, let us make men in our own image. So in other words, we are saying these boys in their tender age, it is very important that we explain to them that all of us, we came from the hand of the Lord. We created in God's image. So this is what gives us our being, to know our origin. So as long as they understand that we come from the hand of God, so it follows that we are supposed to have a relationship with this God, because he has got a full manual of our lives, how we are supposed to order our life, how we are supposed to eat, how we are supposed to behave, and everything else we are supposed to get it from this God who created us. So this is what I believe is the basis of ordering or bringing up our boys in our society today. Thank you.
So when they are having that relationship with Fundiswami, how can this relationship now help them, you know, when they're growing up, when they hit their 18-year-olds, when they are now men, you know, to navigate difficult and emotional challenges, you know, such as in anxiety and conflict, and even in their teens, because they are going through a lot, these boy children, even though they are young, you know. So having a relationship with God, how can that help them?
Okay. Now, you'll discover that once they know that we have a God who is omniscient, which means he sees everything, our God who is all-powerful, our God who is life himself, he was never created, is the creator of life, they will know where to turn to. Why? Because today we are living in a world that is bombarded by social media. Social media is teaching our kids a lot of different things. The lifestyle, how they are supposed to dress, and so on. So that influence is taking away even their identity. So once they know that they've got a God who is powerful, who knows everything, who is a provider, whenever they are facing any challenges, they will turn back to God. Whenever they are going through any emotional challenges, they will pray. Because one of the things I was wondering, I was laughing that day, one of the things that helps our society is whenever we are going through emotional challenges, we go to a psychiatrist or a counselor. The first or the basic thing that they do is to ask for your challenges, and you begin to tell them, when you are opening up, you get healed. So through this God, through prayer, you'll be telling God all your problems as if you are telling your friend. By that, you get relieved and you get better. So once they are connected to God, even through prayer, they can maneuver their way through emotional challenges.
So looking at the positive traits of Mundiswami that one develops when they're having a relationship with God, you know, how does that now help them to build issues such as self-confidence, personal growth? How does that help these boys? Because sometimes some people will say, "Hey, Musa can develop this without having a relationship with God," you know, and issues such as conversation skills, compassion. How does that help?
Okay, sorry, can you take that again?
What positive traits does having a relationship with God help build issues such as self-awareness, personal development, etc.?
Okay. Now, you will discover that as long as they have got a good relationship with God, for example, if you go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23, he talks about the positive traits that a Christian should develop, such as patience, obedience, and so on, etc., etc. Mm. So once we have that relationship with God, so those, we are going to strive to have those positive traits.
Mm.
For example, as the boys are growing up, one of the things that they think is the greatest need of our generation is money. Mm. Some of them, they even drop out of school. Why? Because once they get that money, they will think, if I become rich, I will have a good identity or a good reputation in the society. But through relationship with God, they will know that they are just enough, even without a profession, even without money. Just the fact that they've got, they were created in the image of God, it is enough. So all these things, they are just but additionals, whereby you go to school, you go to work, and so on. They are just adding up. So the key thing is just knowing our identity, knowing their identity. So if every family, they can strive to teach their kids that, I think we are going to have good citizens, especially in our world. We are not swayed to and from by all these adverts and everything that is leading them astray.
Okay. So, Mundiswami, whilst we're still on this one, how does having a relationship with God or spirituality help foster community and fellowship amongst boys? I know, for example, in the Adventist Church, we have pathfinders and adventurers, but other people might not have that, you know, in their respective churches. But how does having a relationship with God foster a sense of community with your peers?
Okay, a sense of community. Yeah, like you have rightly said, we in our church we have got those clubs. But you'll discover that almost in all the churches, whenever they are coming for worship services or whenever they are coming for church activities, they tend to group the Christians according to their categories. For example, there are lessons that are tailor-made for the girls, for the boys, for the middle-aged. So through that, at times, maybe according to age groups, to say 10 to 15 or 10 to 12 and so on, through that, then they are given the spiritual lessons. They are spiritual books, and they are spiritual lessons that are tailor-made for different age groups. Why? Because through research, we have noticed that certain category of people, they are not supposed to be mixed with different age groups. For example, to say the 10-year-olds and 15-year-olds, because even their understanding of the content differs. Mm-hmm. So through spiritual education or through spiritual lessons, once they are taught lessons that are tailor-made to their age groups, mm-hmm. I think that will foster their good relationship with God, especially based on the Bible. Through that, it can enforce even their spiritual well-being. I'm very sorry. Hey, my network today is very, very bad.
But no, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, Mpundiswami, we can hear you. So if a boy has a relationship with God, Mpundiswami, will that help them in terms of decision-making and their behavior?
Will that what?
Will it help them with their decision-making and their behavior if they have a relationship with God?
Yes, very sure. If they have a good relationship with God, for example, if you go to Genesis chapter 2, it's chapter 1, verses number 28 to 29, they will know what to eat. Even when they go to the restaurant, they would know this we are supposed to eat, this we are not supposed to eat.
Mm.
Now, what are they supposed to dress? If you go to Genesis also, it is spelled out there. Are they supposed to work, or they are supposed to just to pray and everything falls in manner? You go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it tells them they are supposed to till the land. So their spirituality, their relationship with God, or reading through the Bible, it is the manual. It gives them the way as compared to someone who does not have a relationship or who does not read the Bible. So they are at an advantage. For example, to give just a few examples, you go to go to Zambia, the president is an Adventist. I believe the way how he rules, it is ordered by his knowledge of the Bible.
Mm.
So, and a lot of people who have made it in life, they are making their decision informed by the Bible, as compared to those who doesn't have a good relationship with God. Yeah.
Mpundiswami, we are speaking about having a relationship with God, but what if someone is listening is like, what does that look like? You know, because yes, I do have, maybe I know of Christ, I know of God, but what does it mean in actual fact, in practical terms, to have a relationship with God?
What does it in practical terms?
Yes, mean to have a relationship with God.
Okay, so we are saying, how does one have a relationship with God practically, other than maybe in theory terms, something like that?
Yes, I'm putting this one.
Oh, okay. Now, you will discover that the way how we live generally, we are informed by, let me say, tradition or culture. What we found, or what we inherited, or the teachings from our parents. So whatever they taught us, chances are we abide by that because we regard that as true. So it means if you have got parents who are religious or who are Christians, somehow all their teachings that you hold as dear, it is informed by the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when you wake up in the morning, you start your day by prayer. Before you eat, you first pray. When you go for an interview, you invoke the Holy Spirit. When you go through the challenges, you go to spiritual leaders and so on. So practically, I believe there are those rules that you follow. And through that, they make your life better, or they can break you. If you are not following that, or maybe if you are negating the Bible, or you are not informed by the teachings of the Bible. So those who are Christians, I believe they lead a better life through prayer, reading the Bible, having spiritual leaders, or the pastors as the guides. At the end of the day, practically, I believe it will build our boys or our youngsters better than those who don't have that advantage.
Mpundiswami, as we wrap up, how can the boy children now, develop their own unique relationship with God that aligns with their unique set of circumstances? Because we have different circumstances, but how can they now develop that relationship?
Okay. If you turn to the Bible, you discover that, unfortunately, and let me say unfortunately, most of the children, somehow, they hardly deviate from the lifestyle of their parents.
Mm.
For example, you go to the Bible, you go to that David, your favorite character. Now, you'll discover that David grew up well and so on, but unfortunately, as he prospered in life, he became a polygamist, he had 8 wives, and so on. But somehow, in the later years of his life, he turned to God. Same applies to his child, Solomon, who also became a king because his father was a king. He prepared everything for him. You would discover that Solomon did not even double his wives.
Mm.
But somehow, from 8 of his father, he had 700 and 300 concubines, something like that. The traits that were multiplied from what he got from his father. But same applies even at the close of his life. Somehow, he turned back to God like David did. Mm. So I believe that our parents or the fathers, they've got a greater role. However, even if you pick some other characters, you discover that as they grow up, some of them, they don't even, like Joseph, they don't follow their parents. They reach a stage where they can make their independent decision and lean on God in a positive way, even more than their parents. So it is important that really we take that as the manual. Yeah.
Indeed, Mpuni. So, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our parents, Pastor, that we may guide these children in the right way so that they may foster a relationship with God.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for this discussion about boys, especially in a world where our young boys, they are facing a lot of challenges. May your Holy Spirit guide them, guide the parents and our societies, so that at the end of the day, we prepare for your soon coming. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about our boy children. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.